Okay, we're starting a new Maimer Tzav. Look at the Teira Tzav, page Tez Zayin, 31, first column. Now, the Rebbe asks you a question like this. Lahavim, Mipnei, my Yom Tov, the Pesach, B'yem, Shenasa, Nes. The Yom Tov of Pesach is the day that the miracle happened. When did the Jews leave Mitzrayim? On the 15th. That's the day that we have the Yom Tov. Shvi Shem Pesach, they crossed the sea. That's the day we have a Yom Tov. Purim, like it says in the Megillah, they fought on the 13th and they rested on the 14th. That means when did a miracle happen that they won the war? On the 13th. Yet, we don't celebrate the 13th for Purim, we celebrate the 14th, the day after the miracle. The same thing, after they won the war, they came into the Beis HaMikdash, that was the 25th. So Lechayda, why is Pesach? We celebrate the day of the miracle, and over there we put a Chanukah on, we celebrate the day after. He said, "Yovim behegdim in your memala saviv." To understand this, we need to understand what's called memala and saviv, the permeating level of godliness and the encompassing level. Memala who bechinas er v'chayis and nimshach b'madrega l'madrega. Memala, the permeating level, like we learned many times, comes into each level according to that level. It permeates it. You have a bigger vessel, you get more. You have a smaller vessel, you get less. First you have the world of neshamas. Then you have the world of malachim. Until it comes all the way down into this world. Right? Neshamas, generally speaking, are in Bria, in Gan Eden, and then you have Neshamas, Malachim, and Yetzirah, and then this world. That this world gets its chayis mi'ayin sarim from the 70, you know, Malachim in charge of the nations. Vasarim mekablim min ha'malachim, and the masarim they get from the angels. Gavaya mal gavaya sh'olah from level upon level that's on top of it. Aval, that's the level of mamala. So mamala is, you know, ilu va'olu, cause and effect, or comes down into the keli, and so on. Avol seviv u'b'chinas er v'chayis. Seviv, though, is the er and the chayis, shein enim shechayidei hadrog mizel ezeh. Doesn't come from gradual, step by step. Ela l'kulim ke'echad, all are equal. Highest and the lowest are equal. Al derech moshu b'nefesh, just like we find in the nefesh, there's two levels of sustenance the neshama gives to the body. In other words, the reason it's down here like that because that's the way it's upstairs in heaven. Now, what is it? One life that the neshama gives into the body is each level accordingly. You have the head is higher, the higher faculties, then you have the hands, and then you have the stomach, and you have the feet. Midas, it goes from seichel into emotions. Midas, and from emotions, it goes to machshava, to thought, machshava, ledibra, and so on. So there's one level of the neshama that gives chayis, for instance, in order for the eye to see. The eye is a vessel for the power of sight. So the power of sight of the neshama goes into the eye and is able to see. The nose is the nose, the mouth, the feet, the feet. Vabeis, in the second level of the neshama, is called Ameir al Kulam Ke'echod, that gives life to the body altogether the same thing, without levels from step to step, meaning one's called Chayis Kloli and one's called Chayis Prati. Chayis Kloli means the neshama comes into the body, the body's alive. That's it, the body's alive. Who's more alive, the head or the foot? They're equally alive. This is alive, that's alive. The head's not more alive than the foot. Then it comes into one thing. Then it comes to the chayis prati, into detailed life of the neshama. Right? So then, the head is higher than the foot. What?
It comes down klali or prati?
No, both. That's what he's saying. First, the neshama comes into the body. The body's alive. The body's alive. A baby's born, the whole baby's alive, the head and the foot. There's no more seichel, I mean, it's the same. Then you have details of the person, this sees and this talks and this hears and this walks.
Right, but somebody has to show it's supposed to be blind. It's already decided, it comes down Klali that way, or the Klali comes on the Devil?
No. None of the above. The Klali work and the Prati works. According to Chassidus, why is a person, God forbid, blind? Not because the neshama's power of sight is missing. The vessel, there's something either wrong with the vessel, with the physical eye, or in the electricity, you know, in the connection, in the wiring, so to speak. Between the neshama and the body.
So the klali comes completely perfect.
Completely perfect. The prati is also perfect. The keli is not. You could put a battery into a watch. The battery is perfect, and this watch still doesn't work. Why? There's something wrong with the watch, not with the battery. The battery is perfect.
All the made in China batteries are not.
Okay, everything made in China. Voshan Reim, like we see. Show you all. Where do you see this? All a bit saying Ishim Meichin. As soon as a person wants. If a person all of a sudden wants to move his foot, yeah? It doesn't take 10 minutes from the head to the foot to move. Some people don't. All right. It doesn't take any second, any time whatsoever. In other words, the head wants the foot to move. So it doesn't have to do 1 minute. It has to go from seichel to midas, and then to thought, speech, and action, and finally do it. No, it happens instantaneously. Why? Because that chayis of the neshamratzim, by the way, willpower, is a makif level. It doesn't have any particular vessel. So that's in the foot just like it is in the head. So therefore, it doesn't have to go from the head to the foot. It goes straight, it's straight in the foot already. So we must say, because this level of the head is in the foot. Okay, so he says, in the neshama and guf down here, this is called chayis klali and chayis prati. One is based on the details, one is based on the general.
Why do some people have to learn how to walk? It's such an automatic. Why do they have to learn it, relearn it when they get injured, or a baby has to learn it?
Because again, there's something wrong in the keli. It's not that the neshama power of walking is missing. The keli is something, or in the, like we said, the wiring.
But for Soga, the keli doesn't matter.
Yeah, but walking is a keyach prati, not a keyach klali. He's just talking about, when I want to move my foot, I can move it instantaneously. It doesn't have to go through a board meeting of seichel and midas and thought, speech, and action. The same thing, lemaila. In the spiritual realms, there's also two types of sustenance from Hashem. There's a level of memalu kol almin, permeating level, shehaod of shebechinis gilui, which is a revelation of godliness. V'nimsha k'seder amadreges, and it comes. Atzilus is higher than bria. Bria is higher than yitzir. Yitzir is higher than asiyah. V'alzik siv mali cholor is kvedei. That Hashem permeates the whole earth, and like Targum says, Ziv Yikari, the ray of his greatness. That means what comes into the world? A ray of Elokus. Because the essence of Elokus is not limited. It can't come. So therefore, in fact, we say this in Uvalitzim. When we in Uvalitzim, we say things in Hebrew, then we translate it in Aramaic. And that's the Uvalitzim, right? So he says, Malachar is kredi, ziv yikari. Aval ha-sev, v'sheinim is gala mamash. But sev, because it's not based on the level of the keli, it doesn't come reveal itself, only in the external level, shaloi ha-idei ha-madrega, not through a level, v'kulam shavim kamei. And that level of godliness, everything's equal. Atzilis, Bria, Yitzira, Nasiya, Nishamis, Malochem, Ruchnis, Gashmis, Afiluklipas, everything is the same. Like it says, Asa Shemayim Vesa Oritz, Ani Mole. Equally, heaven and earth, Ani, but the Ani is Seviv. Mohutz Vasmutz, Ale, Teshmayim Vars, Beshavim Amish. Okay? So, bottom line, The Alter Rebbe is explaining why Pesach is different than Chanukah and Purim. So he says, there's Seviv and there's Mamala. Pesach, Sivai Pesach, it says, Upasach, Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem passed over the door. Now when you jump, it's not the normal walking. Normal walking is step by step by step. Jumping, you don't take steps. You go over. What's the miracle of Purim? I'm sorry, Pesach. The miracle of Pesach is Shayanes, Aide is Galus, Ha'ara Bechin is Diluk. To a level of jumping, Shalayade is Talshus, Mimadregla Madregla. Not through the chain of events, cause and effect. Haina Bechin is Savior Kolalmi. Like it says in the Pasuk, Anivalei Malach. Okay? Now, so therefore, Pesach, Hashem jumped over. It wasn't the normal revelation of Hashem gradually, step by step. And so why did that have to happen like that, so to speak? Okay, the reason why it had to be. And not when the Jews fought Sancherev. It says over there, Vayeti Malach Hashem, the Malach of Hashem went out. And the same thing with Sisra, Malachim did it. Now, a lot of other miracles, the Pasuk clearly says the angel did when they destroyed the camp of Sancherev in Chizkiya Malach's time. Okay, so it doesn't say, Vavarti Anivale Malach. It was a Malach that did it. Meaning it went into gradual levels of Elokus. But by Pesach, it couldn't be a Malach doing it. Anivale Malach. A Malach couldn't take the Jews out of Egypt. It had to be the essence of Hashem. Why? Over there was owned by Sancherev and Sisera and those guys. It was a shlichas l'davar muchan for something already established. Say, Pogabem, go beat them up, so to speak. Mashenk and Mitzrayim makas b'chayitz of kol b'chad. So over there is like this. In Mitzrayim, there was no gradual. Why? Because Hashem killed all the firstborns. So you had to figure out which one was firstborns. There weren't, it wasn't all the firstborns in one place. You know, a B'chor meeting, and Hashem killed them all. B'chorim were all over the place. Yeah. In different countries also. And who was the firstborn for a father? Who was Shtufa Bezima? Because over there's so much immorality, they didn't know who the father was. So you didn't even know if this kid in Egypt was the firstborn of his father, because he didn't know who the father was. Maybe he had a million other kids. Even the firstborn to the mother, which is Saint Lechayri, you know, we know who the mother is. There are many older people, so you didn't know who's who. Okay, so therefore the angels couldn't figure it out. You needed a greater level of elokus. So because you needed a greater level of elokus, by the way, it's into the Rebbe Rashab says, why is it that when you make a mishaberech for somebody who's sick, God forbid, or you daven, so you use the mother's name? One of the reasons is because that you know for sure who the mother is. The father, you hope you know, but you know, the mother for sure you know who gave birth. So this says, so the Alter Rebbe says, the answer is because you needed a greater level to figure out who's whom. He says this, that it says in Sfarim, why couldn't the Malach do it in Mitzrayim? Because a Malach later called Kachba Mokum Tuma. Because in other Sfarim it says, why couldn't the Malach do it? Because an angel couldn't come into such Tuma. An angel's Kedusha. Okay, in Kedusha, he can't come into Tuma. So the Alter Rebbe says, Dochuk, it's a very difficult answer. Why? The Malach went into the camp of Sancherev, and there were also a bunch of lowlifes, Tuma. And yet the Malach did go in there. So he says like this, Achech Sheyeh Tam, whatever the reason is, he says, Hakavon HaKol Echod, there was one purpose. Because Pesach had to be the Gili of Seder. All the other miracles were Giluyim of Mamala. And this had to be Opasach, it had to be the jumping level, passing over level of Seviv Kolam. And therefore, that's the essence of Hashem and not the level of Mamala Kolam. What do you want? Okay.
Rabbi, you could have just said that Egypt was even lower than Asher.
I understand, but they say Malach can come into place of Tumah. Asher was also Tumah. So Kharib was also Tumah.
Because of what happened to the Nephilim, they came to a place of Tumah.
But there is still Tumah. If you can come into one Tumah, you can come into another Tumah. Like this Kedusha and Tumah are opposites. So they don't, those Mepharshim want to say that Kedusha can come into Tumah. Only the essence of Hashem that's higher than both and creates both could do it. But the Rebbe says we find Malachim coming into Tumah. Listen, the Malachim came to Zdeim also.
That means that the essence of Hashem loved us so much, he came down to our Tumah.
Yeah. Yes.
Because on a higher level, it's
not. On a higher level, it's the same thing.
But angels only obey.
Right, they have no free choice. Right. Officially not. So the right type.
So Hashem tell them to go to Tumah, they should go.
I understand, but Hashem wouldn't tell them to go to a place where they can't be.
The angels, they kill the firstborn just in Egypt, or they...
No, any Egyptian firstborn, wherever they were.
Every.
That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Wherever they were.
But the angels came to Sodom.
No, I said just said that. So we do find angels come to a Mokum Tumah.
Right.
There's no Mokum Tumah more than them. Total corruption. Now he says, now we'll understand why Pesach we celebrate the day of the miracle and the other Chanukah and Purim we celebrate the day after. Why? What is the definition of Yom Tov? Kedesh, right? It's a holy day. Mavdu ben Kedesh lo Kedesh. Yom Tov is Kedesh. What does holiness mean? Holiness, we learned, does not mean a place where God exists, because Hashem is all over. Kedusha means a place where Hashem is revealed. You see godliness. The Evsheli is Gilizet. Vashrazu, and this level of Kedusha can't exist until you get rid of the blockages. Alukus can't, as it says, Hashem doesn't rest basar pogim, in a blemished place. Meaning, in a world needs to be, a place needs to be a vessel for Alukus to be able to be revealed. Normal level of Alukus. Memala needs to have a keli that it could be revealed in. Kamesha Kosov Viyar Tahara. And therefore, you have to get rid of the evil. Therefore, Gabi Purim Mitchila Horig B'Sineyem. Therefore, on Purim, like the Megillah says, they killed 75,000 who were people from Amalek, which was Klipat Suma, which is a very powerful Klipa. In other words, like this, before Hashem's Kedusha could come into the Yom Tov of Purim, they had to destroy evil. They had to get rid of Amalek. So first they have to kill 75,000, like it says in the Megillah, and then Hashem could come and rest.
Kedik Sivration.
What?
That's exactly what the Malachim did with Saddam.
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, correct. Kedik Sivration, Goyim HaMolek V'achri Yisiyadi Eid, and like it says, Mochi Timch, and as said, it's B'nei HaMon, came from Amalek, right, from Haman. And then also Yom Mishta V'Simcha Mishleach Moniz, it was his Galusha Kedusha, and then Kedusha was able to be revealed. First, you had to get rid of the evil, and then you could be revealed Kedusha. V'Aderech Moshe Melech Shereitz Elias Leidira B'Bayis Chodosh. If a king wants to build a new palace, as I Metchila Tzarchun Kaisim, we call Tina Felichlich. You have to get rid of all the garbage, all the dirt, right? And then you can build the palace. Okay, therefore, Purim was 2 days, like the Megillah says. They fought on the 13th, and they rested on the 14th. Meaning, when can Elokus come down? On the next day, after they got rid of all the evil. meaning Aleph, the first day, Havara, getting rid of the evil. There was a gili from the level Mamala, Shai de Adraga, Tchila, Mavit, to get rid of the evil, and then you reveal the Kedusha. And therefore, you can't have both together. You can't have evil coexisting with Kedusha in the world of Mamala Kolabu. Because Mamala needs a vessel. You're either a vessel, you're not a vessel. If there's Tumah, then the world is not a vessel for Elokus. So first you have to get rid of the Tumah. You make a Kade, then you can have the revelation of Mamala. But Pesah, Nes, the Pesah, Ayadegi, Bechina, Sefer, Kolalmi, which is no difference in Chalka, Sumer, Lekulim, Ke'echad. But over there, because Pesach was a Gilui of Sefer, so Hashem could get rid of the Egyptians and celebrate the Kedusha the same day. Because in that level of Akkus, bad and good are equal. If bad and good are equal, Hashem destroys the Goyim in the same day. There's a Gilui. You don't need a Keli for it. There's no Keli. Okay, Yochali Ishne Dvarim Elu Benesi Echad. Therefore, they can be coexisting. Echad Nogav from Mitzrayim, one is punishing Egypt. Makit Bechedis. Vizgalis HaKadosh Ali Yisrael, until they said Halal. Like we say, Betesi Somi Mitzrayim, they said Halal.
They should get two
Kriyat
Yamsuf the same day.
Huh?
They should get
to the... Yeah, but they had to have 7 days of the seven Midas to come to even a greater Gilui of Kriyat Yamsuf. Kriyat Yamsuf, in a certain respect, was greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it had to be the refining of the seven Midas first to come to, like, matzah we need, you know, then they didn't need the matzah, whatever. Umasha Kosev Bisfarim. Shezeh ha yokeinim chatzeis. Vezeh ha yelachach tzeis. Huh? See, now the Alter Rebbe asks the question. Lucheira, it says in Sfarim that the punishment of Egypt, I'm sorry, the gilui of Elokus was before midnight. The punishment of the Egyptians was after midnight. So he says, Ein ala kol hayu bizmanech. Ein, he says, not true. Ala kol hayu bizmanech. It was all the same time. At midnight, when Hashem killed the firstborn, that's when the Gilui of Chatzais was. The Gilui of Avarti Barat Mitzrayim. In other words, he says, it says in Psalm 1, before midnight, the Alter Rebbe says it's not true. Because at midnight, when Hashem passed through the Anivale Mal, Anivale Sa, when was that? The midnight when he killed the firstborn. So that both things happened simultaneously.
Jumping from house to house is exactly at midnight?
Yeah.
Chatzais HaLaila. The Bnei Israel are sitting on a seder. They're having a seder.
Yeah.
And exactly at 12 o'clock?
Not 12, midnight.
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 Whatever time.
Not so.
They didn't have daylight savings.
Okay. At midnight, Hashem is jumping, and at the exact same time is Makat Bechorah.
Right. That means at the same time he's destroying evil, simultaneously, not they put him where you have to have the get rid of evil, and then the next day you can have the Kedusha because there's no evil left. Simultaneously, evil and Kedusha coexisted at the same time. What?
Just saying Hashem could be at midnight in millions of Egyptian homes at the same time.
Yeah, he's able to. Hashem is multifunctional.
Anywhere. Yeah. All over the world.